Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget TV show as well, as we have our YouTube channel. And some of the shows that are one of the best, they always get transported to our YouTube channel, or we do videos throughout the month, one video a month. Unfortunately, we are so book solid, we can do more, but we're trying. Sometimes we have two videos a month, and sometimes I do a little bit of a solo on YouTube, and obviously covering tons and tons of events that are happening throughout the city. Talking about event, go Raptors, go. I had the opportunity to be on Sunday for the game. Unfortunately, we didn't win. I was there with a company giving little wristbands away. And my goodness, it was Jurassic Park was just crazy. I was not too prepare for what was to come, but it was great to be there and in the middle of the whole rigmarole and the whole it's just crazy. People were crazy. I've never seen Toronto this way ever. And my goodness, coming from Saskatchewan, Regina of all places, I mean, I've been here for, 20 years, but it's incredible to see all people together. People were from parts of the world. Obviously, we had Mr. Past President Barack Obama, and it was a very exciting experience. So my good vibes to the Raptors tonight. So go Raptors, go. And talk about events in the city. I've covered many other events, but one in particular that I'm going to be covering, it is the event that's happening on June the 28th. I've met an amazing lady. Her name is Myrna, and some of you have heard me talk about her. She is phenomenal. She is organizing this event for Latin American women people. 20 performers happening on the 28th. I'm very, very excited to be part of this. I don't mingle too much with the Latin American community, which I should, because my background is from Latin America, but I've been here pretty much all my life. And it had to happen. So I'm glad and I'm honored that I'm going to be covering the event there. So by the way, guys, just a little reminder, I'm going to give you background history again. I posted on my social media that I was giving tickets away, and I got bombarded with messages. I want to go. And to be fair, first come, first serve. So I gave two VIP tickets to whoever I am first. A lot of people are not happy because they thought that this was going to be a contest. And so to make everyone happy, I'm going to give away another VIP ticket, and this will be a contest. So all the people that I am previous to the one that I already gave away, the two that I gave away, I will give another ticket for a VIP for you to come to June the 28th for this amazing event. Never in Toronto. 20 amazing artists, and by the way, I'm speaking with one of them tonight. It's they're together. It's one of a time, one of a kind show. It's incredible, all the performers, the dancers, the singers that are going to be there tonight in one place. I don't know if you will have a chance to participate in something like this ever again, because you're looking at a fortune just to see one performer, nevertheless, 20. So I want you to email me or message me or send me an IM via Instagram, Facebook, that you would like to come with me, and you will be put on the draw, which is happening on June the 21st, rather, on Friday, and I will be on, I will do a live stream, and we will pick up a name for you to come with me on June the 28th. Sounds like a plan? Sounds like a plan. Also, I wanted to thank all of you that are following us, that are part of this amazing show here that we have created in Toronto, Canada. And I want to thank again my sponsors. And today I have my jingle ready for all the ones that are being played throughout the interview. As you know, I played words of my sponsor, and I have a brand new sponsor, which happened to be Myrna Productions, which is incredible, and I am so excited to have them as a sponsor as well. And we are also supporting them, sponsoring them, and being with them. So I love for you to hear my message from one of my sponsors, Myrna Productions.
Kahan Productions presents Celebrating Hispanic Leadership in Toronto, Canada. Women Leader S event will take place this year on June 28, 2019 at the Regent Theatre, 551 Mount Pleasant Road in Toronto at 7 p.m. and will feature outstanding performances including Esmeralda Enrique, Roxana and Fabian Tango de Oro, Vanessa Stay and Dancers, and much more. For tickets, call 416-627-7308 or visit hispanicleaders.eventbrite.ca.
And there you have it. So contact us, or if you want a free ticket, just contact me and you will be put on the draw. And we'll have other words of a sponsor. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. Natasha Bridge-Mahano has been our sponsor for the last 2 years. Thank you. Thank you so much. So if you would like to sponsor the show, please do not hesitate to contact us at show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com, and we will love to send you a package. We have a jingle, we mention your business, and it's all good. We are here to help each other. Today, I love to find out the International Day of the Day. You know, it's just this a funny thing that I do every day, and as you know, today is the International Environment Day. June the 4th is the International Environment Day. All of you know that our Earth is suffering. We do have way too much garbage put out there. We're using too much plastic. Here at home, it's been about 6 months, maybe even longer. We are not using plastic, we do recycle, we do not go to the grocery store with we don't purchase shopping bags or plastic bag, we take our own, we don't use straws, and this is one of the incentive that my daughter, actually, she was the one that decided to say, Mom, is enough, I'm not going to have a future at your age. And I need you to help me. And she is doing public speaking. She's only 13, but she is doing amazing. And I want to support her because she is right. We need to do something. We need to take part. We need to participate. And I am so honored for her to be able to speak to crowds and to say what she needs to say in order to help the environment. So kudos to you, Kai Kai. And it couldn't be more fitted today. It is the World Environmental Day. And I know that the CN Tower tonight will have the colors green for the International Day of the Environment, and also obviously the red supporting the Raptors. Well, I think our housekeeping is pretty much taken care. I think we mentioned everything that we have to mention, and the International Day, we talked about our sponsors, and now we need to get to the nitty-gritty. We need to get to our guest, which is patiently waiting on the other line. I'm so, so excited because we were supposed to have her last week, and unfortunately, you know, things happen, and sometimes this probably for the best because she is more than ready to talk to us. I'm speaking, everyone, about Vanessa Stay. And Vanessa Stay is originally from Argentina, Mendoza. She, for you that are not in the culture, in the Latin American culture, that's one of the things that Argentina loved to say. And she began her career at a very, very early age. She accompanied her family, and she arrived in Canada in 1989. Vanessa, during the 3 decades, she managed to be among the first certified professional Latin American dance, salsa, yoga, Zumba instructor. Ooh. She also studied ballet, flamenco, folk, tango, and been a passion lifestyle. Getting in the morning and saying, I love to dance. I need it like I need the air to breathe. That's how she expressed herself. Wow, that is something. I mean, you gotta love this or else. They're all around the world, and this is an art for her. Her greatest accomplishment in creation of the prestigious Dance in Latin School Energy, which currently is one of the most recognized worldwide. See, I'm not telling you, I'm not kidding you guys. This is something. You guys are in for a treat. It is a lifestyle teaching method that greatly exposing the contemporary dance. Now, she also, for everyone, had a great opportunity to participate on the modern dance tournament, both in Toronto and the United States. And she had a part on a television show, Take the Lead, which is actually a movie with Antonio Banderas. I'm dying to ask her how that myself. Many others, Danny DeVito, and many other amazing artists in the world. And wow, Party Mamas, and the list goes on. Wow, I am very, very impressed. And now she is going to be performing, obviously, at Lideres.ca, which is what Myrna has created, has put together on June 28th. And I'm so honored to have her here and to talk to us and to find out what makes her tick, because my goodness, how did that happen? And by the way, she's a new mom, I heard. Kudos to her to be able to do all that and be a new mom. If I'm not mistaken, her girl is under 5, and I love that age. I have teenagers, completely different monster, but I love my girls. So without further ado, everyone, let's welcome with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Vanessa. Welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited to be on your show, finally. I'm sorry about last week, but today
no worries.
Is a much better day.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So how old is your daughter? It is a daughter, right?
Yes, she's 2. She's 2.5, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. Is this your first daughter or you have another child?
Yes, first and only.
Okay. Vanessa, the only thing I can tell you, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Until there are 12, you are God. They're going to love you. It's just, I love it. I have 2 girls. And I miss those days.
Yes.
Like there is no tomorrow. I wish I could go back. But every stage is different. It's the best ever. 2 years old is the best ever. So is your daughter dancing yet?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I started her when she was 18 months with ballet and with gymnastics at the same time. She seemed to love gymnastics more than ballet. But I think it's just you know, she's very small, so she just finds she loves her teacher, and she gets to jump around more on the trampoline, you know.
Absolutely.
But she loves salsa. Every time we play music at home, it doesn't matter what it is, she comes back to me and she's like, "Mommy, I want some salsa."
she's precious.
I like that she likes that. Yeah,
she's precious. So how about you? You're from Argentina, Mendoza, and I've been to Buenos Aires, but I have never been to Mendoza. How did that career, how did the love for dancing, because to you, it's like you need it as your quote, as if you need breath or air. How did the love started? How did you become so interested? Who did you see? What happened in your life? You were very, very young. I'm not sure if as early as your daughter. I think you were 5 years old when you started dancing.
Well, apparently my mom, even at 3 years old, apparently I was the one asking my mom to take me to dance. She's not even sure where I got it from, because maybe from, you know, something I saw on TV, or because nobody really in our family was dancing. So she took me to the ballet school, but they said, no, she needs to start at five. We don't start teaching until they're five. So, and I kept crying and nonstop bugging my mom until they took me in at four and a half. They said, okay, she's almost five. All right, we'll take her in. And I started my ballet training at five almost.
Wow, incredible. So you don't even remember if it's something that you saw. Obviously, it wasn't a family member, because nobody in your family dances. You didn't go to a concert. It's incredible. I wonder if you have way, way back then a distant grandmother or grandfather or somebody who was actually an artist, because it's got to be in the genes for that young.
Yeah, no, and for sure. My mom had a desire to dance, and it never happened for her because of the way her life unfolded. And my father used to dance folklore, Argentine folklore, which is completely different than ballet or any other dance. But apparently I told my mom I wanted to be a dancer with feathers since I was three, and I was very sure of it.
I wonder where you got that from, with feather. You probably must have seen a Brazilian samba or something like that, and that said you were hooked. But again, it is interesting how those things just appear, and so young and so committed. And your mom had to just go and do it, because otherwise you probably wouldn't stop bugging her until you actually did it. Now, you are... I was reading your bio, and obviously you had an interview with Myrna just a little while ago on her YouTube channel. You've done so many things. So from ballet to salsa to flamenco, how did the interest begin from one genre to another? Because some people actually specialize in one thing. It's just ballet, it's just ballet. Or just jazz or flamenco, but you actually have a big repertoire. I've never seen anybody who has everything.
In the institute where I was learning to dance in Argentina, it was mandatory to take 11 years of ballet, but each year that you took ballet, you had to take another dance side by side. So you would take ballet and jazz, and then the following year you would take ballet and lyrical, and then the following year it was ballet and flamenco. So ballet was a continuous, you know, learning experience, but each year you were introduced to a different genre up until you finished your career, which was pretty much 11 years, and then you would decide if you wanted to become a professional dancer or a teacher. But before I got to do that, my parents moved to Canada. So when we moved, I was in my teens, and when I went to try to continue ballet in Canada, it was very difficult because of the language barrier. My parents didn't speak English. I was learning, so I decided I'm going to take a break and focus on just learning the language first and then go back to dancing. But when I went back to dancing, I went back to the Latin dancing instead. I kind of fell in love with salsa. And then, you know, started to take some ballroom on the side because it was kind of similar. And I love the lines and just everything in general with the Latin ballroom dancing. So I was taking them side by side, and then you go to the club and they're playing bachata and cha-cha and merengue, and you're like, well, I need to learn that too, because I'm not just going to dance salsa and then dance. So I have to learn that and that. So all of a sudden you're just, you know, taking classes 5 days a week or 7 days a week and going out dancing another, you know, five or six nights a week just to get it all, you know, immersed in it. And I loved it.
Wow, Vanessa, that is incredible. I am tired just listening. And you go, go, go. And you are expert in everything. Now, how did the idea, now this is right now is a full-time thing for you, right?
Yes.
So how did that unfold? Obviously, you probably went to school and you probably started to work, and all of a sudden you say, you know what? This is my life. I need to do this. It's a full-time job. There is nothing I can do. Did you end up teaching privately? Do you had a school, a dancing school that you go to? And then all of a sudden, because now you are a proud owner or co-owner, I'm not sure, of the Latin Energy, which is your club. How does that all came about?
Yes. When I was in my teens, pretty much 15, 16, I was in high school, and I loved to dance. So I was even teaching Latin dancing in the high school and running my own Latin club and things like that. And I loved it so much. I wanted to continue into that career. But everybody was advising me that I could not live off as a dancer, that I needed to finish, you know, college and do a proper diploma and work and make money. So I followed the advice and I went through a computer science degree, and I worked as a programmer for 10 years, extremely miserable because I only did it because I thought, well, this career is going to make money and I need money, so I'm going to do this. And I was pretty good at it. But at the same time, as I'm sitting on the computer programming, all I could think about is I'm going to leave at 4 o'clock and go dancing, or I'm going to leave, you know, like that's all I could think about as soon as I can get out of here so I can go dance or take lessons or go perform. So during all that time that I was working full time, I was taking lessons, and pretty much all of my income was just going towards my dancing and my company and all my dreams, basically. So it kind of worked out because it funded me throughout all that expensive training and traveling and things like that that I wanted to do to compete. And then when I noticed that I was spending probably a little bit more time than my full-time dancing, I couldn't keep up. It was like 40 hours of work plus another 40 or 50 hours of dancing, and I was just exhausted. So I decided I'm just going to do this full time, which is what I wanted to do from the beginning. And everyone was so worried that I was not going to be able to make enough money to, you know, have a mortgage and have a car and have a life. And, you know, when you love what you do, you find a way and you make it work. So I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I opened up my company and I started on my own and just did the whole thing, you know.
How long was that?
So that was in 2002, so 17 years ago.
Beautiful. Oh, I love those entrepreneurial stories, especially for people that, hey, now you can really prove them wrong. Really? I can now make a life doing this full time? Well, let me show you. And one of the things that I love about your story is, and I love this because a lot of people that are listening to us, by the way, if you would like to call us in, I know it is still daytime and you probably are just finishing dinner, putting the dishes away. But if you are online right now, if you're listening, you can always call us in. This is a once-in-a-life opportunity. This lady is sought out and very, very busy. So the number to call is 215-383-5705, 215-383-5705, or social media, Facebook/LizzieTRadio. We have a link right now. You can listen to us live, or if you just tune in, you can follow along. This show is recorded. Instagram, The Lizzie T Show. Twitter, The Lizzie T Show. So interact with us. You know how much I love interaction. Vanessa, I was saying that One of the things that I love about Entrepreneur, and I love about Proven, and not that you did this on purpose, obviously it was something that you so desire. Again, I love your quote, is I need to dance as if I need air to breathe. And this is what motivates you. This is your calling. This is your why. This is why you need to do this. And after 10 years in the JOB, working as a programmer, you really, really can prove them wrong, because obviously you're making it. You have what you need. Obviously, you're not starving. And not only that, the most important thing, you're extremely happy, and a lot of doors have been open for you. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is all the competitions. Your school is very successful. How was it like to be, and I'm pretty sure you were part of several, not just what I think you can dance, the one that Jennifer Lopez judges. You were on that one as well, right?
So one of my students was part of the World of Dance. I started training her when she was 5, and she went on 2 seasons of World of Dance, and now she's at the Dancing with the Stars in Poland. So she's doing a tour with J-Lo for 1 year, and she's done extremely well. She's only 17 years old.
Oh, my Lord. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And see, that's another thing that I love about you, and I love about Entrepreneur. You inspire other young people to be just like you, and to say, you know, follow your dream. And yes, money is important, and yes, to have a background, it is important. But sometimes those things don't come. You just got to do what you got to do. Otherwise, you're not fulfilled. You're not happy. Now, Vanessa, you also had the opportunity to be a part of movies as well with Antonio Bandera. How was that? How did that feel? How was that like?
Oh, that was a very exciting time. There was a lot going on in Toronto. A lot of movies were being filmed as well here. And when we heard about the Take the Lead movie with Antonio Banderas, we were so excited. They needed a lot of dancers. Because one of the scenes towards the end was this big competition. And when we showed up there for the audition with my partner, there must have been at least, I don't know, 500 or more dancers auditioning. And they were asking mostly for ballroom. And I had a ballroom background, but my partner didn't. All he knew was salsa and bachata and merengue. So we're like, oh, I don't think we're going to make it through, but let's just stay anyways. We waited and waited for hours. Finally, we got to the audition, and they wanted us to do the waltz and the foxtrot and all the other dances that my partner didn't know. So all the other couples are just passing us through, and we're kind of like, okay, this is not going well. But he's kind of faking it through. We're like, okay, let's just try to keep up, you know? And then finally, at the end, they played a salsa, and this was our chance to shine, because I'm like, okay, we know this. Let's do this. And they love that part. So they're like, okay, you guys are in for sure. We need strong salsa dancers. Like, oh, awesome. So we made it through. And then after that, just the experience of spending, I think it was about 2 weeks, just to film a couple of scenes. And we were there at least 12 hours a day, nonstop, always ready to go in costume. But a lot of the time was a lot of waiting. So in the backstage with all these amazing dancers, we would have the best time. We would teach each other. We would make up choreographies. We would practice. And it was such a fun time. And when we actually got to meet with Antonio and speak Spanish to him, he was so down to earth and chatty. And, oh, it was just wonderful. We had the best time.
I am so happy for you, and wow, congratulations. My goodness, this is incredible. You deserve an applause, because for you that are listening to everyone, and for you that are, if you haven't been felt a motivator right now or inspired, I don't know what will. And I always say, if my show is able to reach one person out there, one person on the other side of the world, we have over 54 countries, rather. It used to be 30, 54 countries, all the way from South America, Asia. And if it's what Vanessa's saying right now inspires you to keep going, to do what you love to do, hey, I don't know what else will inspire you. I don't know what else will motivate you. You had also other opportunities to be part of other movies as well. Can you name? I know that there was one. I don't remember. Death to Smoochie. Is that with Danny DeVito?
Yes. Yes, that was a while back. They had a club scene in that movie where they wanted, you know, just salsa dancers at the Latin club. So that was fun too, meeting Danny DeVito. This was a shorter scene. So it was very exciting. We've done a lot of TV shows and in different countries as well. And when we do, it's just so exciting, you know, to meet the people and to be backstage, and it just keeps you going.
Well, if you look back from, you know, after being a programmer 10 years and then even going back even a little farther, have you ever thought that you'd be here right now and talking on a radio show? And I know that you've done many TV shows as well. I mean, mm-hmm. If anything, Vanessa, I think a book is definitely due. for sure. I mean, I'm serious, because you can inspire people that are wondering, and they're listening to the naysayers, they're listening to people, the negative people, and look at your story, look at your life. I mean, I'm not sure if you're a millionaire or very famous, but it doesn't matter. It's not what I'm going after. I'm going about the inspiration.
That's right.
And the love of what you do, and if this inspires somebody out there, I am so happy and fulfilled. And that's really the reason I do this show. So, have you thought about a book?
No, not really. Writing is not my strength. I love to express, you know, feelings and things like that on stage much better. I usually have a little bit of a hard time to let it out and talk about myself or what I've done. But I do like sometimes to share, just to, again, like you said, just inspire someone else, you know, to say, hey, you know, it can happen, and you can do what you love. And if it is drawing or painting or dancing, just because it's an artist, they always think that artists are always broke and you can't live off being an artist. And that's not true. You can really have a richness of life, but also, you know, because it feeds your soul and you're so happy, you inspire others, you're happy, therefore you attract good things to yourself.
Well said. Well said. Wow. See, guys, if you have not listened to anything at all, the last part just said it all. And by the way, Vanessa, I know an amazing book publishers that they will listen to this show and write it up for you, and you basically have to corroborate it. Yeah, that's what I said, because you are telling it all here on the Lizzie Radio Show. I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, everyone. Do not go away. And I am here speaking to Vanessa Tate, an amazing artist. I'm so honored to be here with her today. Is speaking about her life, her lots of stories of inspiration. This will definitely inspire you, everyone, because if you have a dream, listen to Vanessa. It can come true. I'll be right back.
Kahum Productions presents Celebrating Hispanic Leadership in Toronto, Canada. Women Leaderess event will take place this year on June 28, 2019 at the Regent Theatre, 551 Mount Pleasant Road in Toronto at 7 p.m. and will feature outstanding performances, including Esmeralda Enrique, Roxana and Fabian Tango de Oro, Vanessa Stay and Dancers, and much more. For tickets, call 416-627-7308 or visit hispanicleaders.eventbrite.ca.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467, or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. I'm your host, the Lizzie T. Show. We're broadcasting live. It is 7 o'clock-ish. We are here live with Vanessa Stay, an amazing performer, artist, dancer. She knows it all. Salsa, yoga, Zumba, ballet, flamenco, jazz, and the list goes on. Tango, my goodness. I am so honored to have her here today. She is incredible. Incredible. Her life is such an inspiration. I'm telling you, Vanessa, you need to have a book on the way, and somebody will write it for you. They're just, put a tape recorder and they will ask a question and you just have to sign the bottom. If you have questions for us tonight, you can always call us in 215-383-5705. We love interaction. Come and say hello. This lady is really hard to get, so take the opportunity. 215-383-5705. We don't bite. Also, if you don't feel comfortable speaking to us in the radio, you can always social media us at lizzyt.com. It's my website, but the Facebook is facebook.com/lizzytradio or Instagram, the Lizzie T Show, or Twitter. And later on, this will be on our YouTube channel. Is deserving. And also, I will be interviewing her hopefully for a couple of minutes on the 28th. I can't wait to meet her face to face. So, Vanessa, you've been doing all this and you're dancing, you're performing. You managed to get yourself a little beautiful girl, two and a half year old. Wonderful. Congratulations. How does your better half feels about this? Is he a dancer as well?
Well, when we met, we actually met dancing. So yes. He had been dancing for a few years just as a social dancing, just for fun. When we met, he really enjoyed that, I could teach him to dance. So he started to take classes and be really involved in the dancing school. So he decided to join our dance team, and then he said, I really want to compete. And we're like, okay, well, it takes a lot of work, but I can train you. So we did 6 months of really intense training, and he won his first World Latin Dance Cup Amateur Salsa on 2. So that
was
completely unexpected.
That's awesome.
We were just, so excited. But then after that, soon after that, we got pregnant. We had Talia, and we both had to take a little bit of a break. I mean, I continued dancing pretty much 3 months after I had her, but not as intensively and not as many hours because I wanted to spend as much as I could with her. It's such a, like you said, it's such an amazing time, and I really want to try and spend as much as time as I can with her during this important period when she's so small. We're both right now at social dancing, once in a while we go out dancing and have fun, but he's not competitive dancing anymore. He wants
to
go back.
It makes him feel knowing that his better half is always, in the spotlight and has a school. I mean, you're very, very busy. Is he part of the business as well, or he kind of takes a seat back and watches you, and I'm like, wow, that's my wife.
Well, he's funny that way. When we met, that was it, right? Because he knew me for many years, and he actually took classes from me. But because I had, you know, always rotating students, you don't really realize how many people you know when you meet. But then when we met, because it was Halloween and I was in a costume, that was the only reason why he came up to me and asked me to dance, and we met. Because he said that if he would have known it was me, he was so intimidated, he would never ask me to dance. So it kind of worked out really well for both of us. And after that, he's just very, very proud. He's always, you know, showing me off whenever, wherever we go. And he really helped me with, well, his business is security online business. So, you know, he makes sure that my website is running and it's secure, and he helps me with promotion and marketing. He's very, very technical, which I used to be as well. But then because I left that world, you know, technology changes so quickly. If you're out of it for a couple of years, everything has completely changed. So I'm glad he has that side, you know, so he can help me as well.
That's how usually how it works. And we have the same team here. My husband looks after the sound, the videos, and all that good stuff. Actually, this is a family business. I have my girls listening to reading the emails, good. And that's what you're probably going to do with your little one, to put her to work. There's nothing better to involve the whole family in the business. That way it runs better. They know what is happening, and good for you that he's part of you. Some husbands or partners, they feel a little bit intimidated when the wife is at the center of the attention, but I'm glad he is very secure of himself and very supportive, and that way he can definitely do what you're good at, and he can assist you on the other way and sit back and watch and be part of you and show you off, that's the way it's supposed to work. I love it. So how about your family, Vanessa, your mom, your dad, your brothers or sisters, cousin, now that they watch you, they've seen you in movies, they've seen you on TV, they've seen you compete with this business. And I'm not sure, even the friends, the naysayers that they were saying, maybe you shouldn't quit your job because you probably are going to be a starting artist. I feel like just going back to them and rub it is, I made it. But how do your family, how supportive is your family? How do they react with your accomplishment?
Mm-hmm. Well, both my parents, especially my mom, has been extremely supportive since obviously she started taking me to ballet as soon as I asked her. And, you know, my dad always wanted to introduce me to sports as well. I wasn't very good at sports or like them. So I continue with my dancing, which they both, you know, supported through many, many years of paying for costumes. I remember in Argentina, it's very difficult. Like these private institutes, they charge pretty much almost half of what my dad made. He was putting towards my dancing. It was ridiculously expensive, but he knew that, you know, we need to do this because this is her life. This is what she wants to do. It's going to be her career. They have been both very, very supportive since I was very small. And even when I decided, you know, I'm going to quit my day job and I'm going to do this full time. You know, my mom was living with me at the time, and not once she worried that we were not going to be able to make it. She was like, you know what, you've been meant to do this, and you light up when you dance, and you know, she's always like, you have this angel inside of you when you dance, you like, you know, show yourself. And so she's been amazing supporter my whole life for everything. It's just one of those people that are always in the background and you never see them, but they're always there, you know, helping you.
Beautiful. And a big, big congrats and applause to you, mom, too. And one of the things that I always say, that behind a great person, there's always either a husband or a mother. And that's true. And you feel more comfortable, too, more secure. If your mom is the one saying, go for it, honey, go for it, honey, you are definitely going to do better because, it's your mom telling that you can do it, right? And it's a lot harder too when your mom or your dad is saying, no, you're going to lose, it's not going to work, you're going to starve, how are you going to feed your family, you have a good thing going, don't be silly. And so I'm so glad your family is very supportive. Now, let's go back, or actually, let's talk about this amazing event. And that's one of the reasons that I am interviewing you today, is just, meeting Myrna and talking to her about the greatest, one of the greatest artists in Toronto that are going to be there on the 28th. How did Myrna approach you? How did you feel to be part of this amazing event that is happening on June 28th? How did the whole story came about, and how did it make you feel, you're going to be among 20 amazing performers that night? And if I'm not mistaken, you're one of the nominees as well?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So how did all that came about? How did she include you in? Do you know Myrna for a while? How does it make you feel that you're part of this great event that is the event of the century in Toronto, having all those Latin dancers and performers?
Yes, I was extremely honored when I got the phone call from Myrna. She is very involved in the community, as you know. I've known her for many, many years, and she's done so much for the Latin community. I'm so glad that she also recently got an award, and she's being recognized for all her work. She's such an amazing lady. She has so much energy, and she's so happy all the time. I love to talk to her. She called me and she said that I was being nominated for this award, Hispanic Leader of Canada, and I was speechless. I really didn't know what to say. I was like, are you sure? I was like, wow, okay, what do I need to do? How do we do this? And she said, yeah, let's get together. We're going to go for the interview, and then, we're going to do a presentation at a really nice theater and make it really, really professional and beautiful, and it's going to be the best show you've ever done. I was getting a little bit nervous too, because I'm like, wow, I haven't performed in a couple years since I had the baby, so I got to start stretching and practicing again. So she really gave me that push, because I haven't been on stage. I have these amazing group of dancers in my company, and they've been kind of doing all of the shows for me. So I was like, okay, I need to get back on that stage. So now this is my little push, and we started to rehearse, and we brought in some singers. It's so exciting to be back and getting new costumes made. So I'm really, really glad, and I can't wait for the 28th to showcase what we've done, and we're working really hard practicing. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Wow, I can't wait either, Vanessa. I am very excited. And as a matter of fact, I met Myrna at the Woman on Fire. We were both nominated for the same award. And obviously, she's been doing that. She's been doing what she's been doing for a lot longer than I have. She has a lot more background, and well-deserved. I mean, that award could have not gone to a better person other than Myrna, and hopefully I can be like her when I grow up and follow in her footstep. And she mentioned about this great event right on Woman on Fire, the Hispanic Leader of Canada, and she's telling me all this is what is going on, and all the performers, 20 of them, including yourself. And I thought, my goodness, I need to be involved. I need to interview all of the performers, and I'm very honored as well to be part of covering the event and having one-on-one. It's probably going to be 2 minutes with each performer. I'm not sure how is it going to go, but we are going to make it happen. And just the fact to be there, everyone, just the fact to be part of this once-in-a-lifetime where 20 of the best of the leaders, Hispanic leaders of Canada, are there in one place. I'm not sure if this is ever going to happen again. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, please, please, you can always call me and you can definitely get a ticket through me or through the leaders.ca, which I'll have the link, by the way. It's already on my social media with this show. Or you can DM me and I will put your name down for the draw that I'm doing on June the 21st for you to come with me to this event. It's a VIP, by the way. And just think that for you to watch one of the performers, you're looking at a huge amount of money because they are the best of the best. Now you having them, all of them on one stage, it's incredible. It's incredible. And I don't think you should be surprised, Vanessa, that you were chosen as one of the nominees. I mean, you've been performing and doing this for so long. I think it's just about time. And on that note, I'm wondering, what is next in your life? I mean, you have obviously one of the biggest accomplishments ever, and I can say that because I am a mother of two, you know, it took us a little, I'm going to give you a little bit more information that you needed. It took us 10 years to get our girls. So to me, that is the biggest accomplishment, is to have those beautiful ladies in my life, even though they're teenagers and they're driving me kabonkas right now. But it is, what are you thinking of? Other than I still think you should write a book. What are the plans for the future? And the theme of the show, by the way, is tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. What are your thoughts? What are you planning for the future? I mean, it seems like you've done everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I really want to focus a little bit more starting this year in the future of the Latin culture and salsa in Toronto or in Mississauga, because just like now that I'm seeing my daughter grow and I'm teaching her, she's the next generation, obviously. And a lot of the times the parents are so busy that we don't have time to teach them our culture, our language, our dances, things like that. So I really want to continue that. And what I wanted to do is get in touch with different, you know, like the Hispanic Center and different places like that, to offer free classes for Latin kids so that they can continue to learn what is their background, their culture, whether it's the language, have a free, you know, Spanish class, have a free dance class, and then have the parents come and watch them perform at the end of the year. That's kind of been my dream, to work a little bit more with kids. And one of my teachers right now, she's amazing with kids as well. And she works a lot with Down syndrome as well. So she said she was going to try and get me involved in there as well. And that would be like amazing. So just working on different projects like this and trying to go more towards the youth and the, whether it's teenagers, you know, right now we have about 4 or 5 teenagers of the dancers that you're going to see on stage. And when you see them on stage, you think that, you know, they're much older, and they're just 14-year-old girls, and they're doing so well that I'm so proud of them. And, just influencing a little bit more the kids and the teens.
Beautiful, beautiful, Vanessa. And I'm telling you, I'll be the first one to sign up, because having a multicultural family, Spanish myself, which I have to be completely honest with you, I'm not as strong as speaking the language at home, being that my husband is Canadian. And thank God to my mother, which refuses to speak to them other than Spanish, which is, you know, at least they have the ear. But I think you're absolutely right. We should have that that culture back into our own kids. And I'm telling you, I'd be the first one to sign up and take them to get a little stronger on the Spanish, and especially the dance. And I know my girls love the Latin dance. They don't know how to do it because I don't know how to do it properly either. So I think it would be a great opportunity for all of us to learn. Absolutely, absolutely. Vanessa, I can't believe
awesome.
Time is just flying by here at Lizzie T Radio Show. And we've been here for about 40 minutes. It's been a blast. You are amazing. I do not want to forget, for the listeners that are listening to all over the world, where can people find you? Can you share with us your website? Obviously, do not forget, everyone, she's going to be live on June the 28th. But where can people find you?
Yes, they can find us pretty much on the web, latinenergydance.com. We also have our Instagram, Latin Energy Dance, and also on Twitter and on Facebook, Latin Energy Dance. Anywhere you Google Latin Energy Dance, we should come up, no problem. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I will have the links, everyone, on my social media, Facebook.com/LizaTRadio, and then on my Instagram and Twitter as well. And this show will be on our YouTube channel as well, with all the links for you to be able to contact Vanessa, or rather attend her school. There is many, many classes, and you have a lot of good teachers working with you, supporting you on your dream. And obviously, a big hug to your beautiful, beautiful Talia. Enjoy it. As I say, it goes by fast. Enjoy every single minute with her. And I can't wait to meet you on June the 28th, where I'll interview you live, even if it's for a couple of minutes. And congratulations on your nominations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a really great team. I want to also send a little shout out to Mark, who's my right hand in the school. He really helped me with everything, with the classes, with the shows, with the setup and takedown of our monthly parties. And he's like, you know, an angel sent down from heaven for me. So I want to say a big thank you out to him and to all of the Latin Energy dancers and team.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Vanessa. This is it for today, and have a wonderful evening, and thank you again.
Thank you. I look forward to meeting you on June 28th.
Absolutely. We'll see you then. And that was Vanessa State, everyone, an amazing performer. My goodness, this has been great. I can go on and on with her, and inspiration, everyone. You need inspiration. This is it. This is it. You will definitely be inspired. This show is recorded. If you just tune in, you can listen to us later on. Moving to our musical section, you know that this is a rich show, so we have about 40 minutes today. We went a little bit over time. It's okay. Come on, it's deserving, right? So we have some songs that we had. They're submitted to us via our email. So if you would like us to play your song, please send your MP3 to Lizzie, show at LizzieT.com. So today we're playing a lot of songs, but we'll start, how about Spanish? We'll start with Lorena Poluan. She is a singer-songwriter, and the song is called So Una Noche. Thank you so much, Lorena, for sending your MP3. And I know that you are recording another solo, so we will support you on that. So send us your MP3 when you're done your solo. And that's Lorena.
La razón de estar adentro de ti, sin ganas de salir de ahí. Humectado con tu cuerpo hasta sentirme lubricado. Me pone loco la forma en que me haces el amor. Me trastorna tus besos, me trastorna tu calor. Devoro tus brazos, tu columna vertebral. Me bebo tus besos, tu sexo, dulzura, tu
resucitación.
Del telón subiendo tu cuerpo en plena función, frotándome así las ganas, de ir a tu cama tomándote mis brazos, cobijándome en tu abrazo. Bueno, lo siento fuerte y pleno, ey, ¿cómo lo sientes tú? Si sientes algo nuevo, enciende este animal de luz, cariño, locura de amor, termina la obra y cae el telón.
noche el alma se encuentra sin saber, eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Esta noche me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro, entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la pelota, miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre poderes ligeros. Todos a base de impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos cada día. Todo sale impredecible, pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
All the ocean will tell me what you want, babe.
And that was Stefan Jr. by the song Lately. Thank you so much, Stefan, for sending your MP3. Next up is Dejanay. She interviewed us a little longer than that. Thank you for submitting your MP3.
Chillin' with my crew. Me and you, we could do what you wanna do. Grindin' on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feelin' on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feelin' like it was a goalie. Grippin' on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forward, forward, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and took my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind, it's my turn to win it. I go so hard when I grind. Ain't no gold on the surface, so I gotta dig to find. And I'm so motivated, and I'm so dedicated. Reasons why I'm doing what I do. What you know about dreaming and making it come true. Never been the type to give up on nothing. I'm too stubborn. Even when I face death, I laugh like you bluffing. I'm smart, but I'm still rough from start to the finish. Tough. My endurance come from watching mama. She ain't give up. I'm made from the same stuff, the same cut. I won't lie, sometimes I think this is too much, but I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind. I don't see no red light, no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish.
what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated.
Going, still growing, still showing. I was made for this. Since a kid, I've been knowing that my destiny is greatness. I'm through being on the wait list. No longer got the patience. Then my chance to really take it and make it. Everybody know that I'm real. You really feel how I feel. Mr. B.A.D. been in the bullets that would kill,
I
but
no
I
red light, mark no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
I don't see no red light,
mark no stop sign. It's go time, sprint right to the finish. That what goes on in my mind.
And I'm so motivated.
That was Mr. Walt P. with the song Motivated. And we have another Latin American song from the group Santerias right here from Toronto, Canada. I interviewed them live last summer. Wow, it's been that long already when they were performing live. And love them, love them. They're the greatest. Santería, Mundo Desigual. Enjoy.
Por aquí, por allá.
And that was Santerias, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing network. And we will be back on Friday with another guest, another fantastic show, and another great, great event. Thank you so much for being part of this network. And if you're interested, again, for the tickets on June the 28th for the Hispanic Leaders of Canada Award and the amazing event that is going to be happening, please DM me and I will put your name down for another VIP ticket. That is it for today. Thank you so much and make it a fantastic day, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Liz Tease Show. Bye for
Canadian
now.
Show, North American Radio Show, and now Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact.